Now let's go back to our live reading of this morning's Journal Gazette with Mike and Brittany.
We're back from our break. We will now read obituaries from the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette for Thursday, October 14th. The following obituaries have been edited for time. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. And now here's Brittany with the first obituary.
Beginning in Fort Wayne, Mary Pauline Hornack. Mary Pauline Hornack, 93, of Fort Wayne, passed away on August 4th at the Townhouse Retirement Community. She was gloriously welcomed into the open arms of our Lord Jesus Christ as she peacefully slept on Monday evening surrounded by her loving children. Born in Chatfield, Minnesota, Mary earned her bachelor's degree from the Winona State University and her master's from Indiana University. Mary started the kindergarten program at St. Jude's Catholic School in Fort Wayne, where she taught for 26 years. In 1955, Mary married the love of her life, James Jim Hornack. They shared 58 wonderful years together, raising five children as they shared and enjoyed the best things in life. Mary treasured time with her family and friends. She was an active member of her book club, her Bible study group, her educator sorority, and the ski club, where she and Jim were involved for many years. Mary loved cooking, reading, traveling, and music, singing beautifully from the young age, and playing piano. She was also a gifted poet. Mary is survived by her children, Timothy Hornack, Julie Tarpey, Daniel Hornack, Catherine Meeks, and Maureen Hornack, four grandchildren, and sister, Dodie Stoy. She was preceded in death by her husband, James. Mary's warmth, kindness, and vibrant spirit touched everyone she met. She had a gift for making others feel seen, valued, and loved. Mary's grace and love will live in the hearts of all who knew her. A funeral mass will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 16th, at St. Charles Catholic Church, with visitation 1 hour prior. Visitation will also be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, August 15th, at Divine Mercy Funeral Home. To celebrate Mary's life, please dress colorfully. Donations can be made to the BHI Foundation for the Townhouse Retirement Community Health Care Center in honor of Mary Pauline Hornack. Carol Jean Cordy. Carol Jean Cordy, 84, went home to be with her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at her home, surrounded by her family on Tuesday, August 12th. Born in Covington, Kentucky, Carol worked as an executive assistant with North American Van Lines for many years until her retirement. Surviving are her husband of 64 years, Ronald, children Molly Specht, Doug, and Gregory Cordy, seven grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. A celebration of Carol's life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to St. Michael's Lutheran Church. Fairhaven Funeral Home and Cremation Services is handling arrangements for Carol Jean Cordy.
Continuing in Fort Wayne, Mary Frances Klejnot Sutherland. Mary Frances Klejnot Sutherland, 74, passed away on Wednesday, August 6th. Mary was a glasses maker by trade. She enjoyed family, friends, spiritual studies, astrology, gardening, singing, music, dancing, science fiction, fantasy computer games, and cats. She is survived by her sisters, Cindy McCormick and Judy Haynes, son Jeffrey Lovelace, one grandson and several nieces, nephews, and great-grandchildren. Mary was preceded in death by her husband, Robert. A celebration of life event will be held at a later date. Preferred donations to the SPCA or the Fort Wayne Animal Care and Control. Arrangements by Midwest Funeral Home and Cremation Society for Mary Frances Klejnot Sutherland. Finally, Edward E. Schmidt. Edward E. Schmidt, 80, of Fort Wayne, passed away on August 9th. Arrangements by Advantage Funeral Home, Mongovan, for Edward E. Schmidt. That concludes the obituaries. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.